All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
You doubted me. I told you today was the day, and the hockey elite have arrived.
I told you this would happen. There was no doubting whatsoever. Full lines to start the show. This is exactly what
I said
would happen.
We're talking the hockey, H-A-W-K-E-Y, hockey. Are we going to do this? Let's go. Where are we at with this Larkin thing? What's your concern level, and how does it play out? And I just, again, I think it's a nice piece in the Free Press today, and it's kind of a hidden storyline that if it were any of the other teams, I think it'd be a way bigger deal. But, once again, hockey. John, 97.1. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, you know what? Great start to the show today, guys. I love you. You're the best thing going in radio in Detroit.
Oh, thank you. Very nice.
With Larkin... Like, I think your screener misunderstood me because I mentioned the Mitch Marner thing and what they said last weekend. Well, Toronto has one-third of their team has two-thirds of the cap space in Toronto. So Larkin can't play in Toronto. But he did say it was fun playing with somebody that's equally as talented as me or better. And other than Bertuzzi and maybe two other players, Sider, the Red Wings don't have the talent to go with Larkin to make him a better player. And you know, it's a non-story because Detroit Red Wings right now, they're not in the eye of the public as a winning team or as a winning organization anymore. And he better take what he could get, because if he does go to another city, no matter how many, you know, if he gets another $2.5 million, our cost of living in the Detroit area is pretty low, and he lives pretty good in a good community. For him to live in a community like that, in a bigger city, in a bigger hockey town, per se, it's going to cost him a lot more money than it does in Detroit.
Yeah,
so there's
but John,
a lot of things to weigh here.
John, I think the biggest thing to weigh here, it's come down to principle and pride. And you don't want to budge, and you're right, cost of living here is not that great. Neither side, I think, wants to give in. Both sides want to save face. And, yeah, I do think in the end they'll come up. They will work something out. I don't think he leaves Detroit. I really don't.
My point is I'm not panicked, and I guess I do trust Yzerman in this regard, is that if a player is – look, Larkin's a good player. But is Larkin ever going to be the best player on a Stanley Cup team? I doubt it. Now, if you just say, well, you're an idiot and don't watch enough hockey, okay, I mean, I'll live with it, but I think you agree with that opinion. Larkin's never going to be associated with being one of the – 15, 20 best guys in the game. And I think you got to be real careful just flippantly throwing 8.5, 9, 9, and I know not in this case, but like you see the funny money. Yeah. Like if another team signed Larkin for an AAV on the open market of 10 flat a year, is that a good contract? No. Listen to Kenny. Kenny walks in and goes, oh, he's on pace to score in the mid-20s this year. Wow. Well, a whole 24, like... Who cares?
Yeah, I mean, but it could be a little bit of recency bias with people, too, after seeing what he did in the All-Star Weekend. Now, the caveat is everybody does well in All-Star Weekend, except for goalies.
How many people watched NHL All-Star Weekend?
Not too many people.
17?
Not too many people, but he went out there surrounded by elite players and had a really good game where you could have made an argument that he should have been the MVP.
Let's go to Fritz, 97.1. What's up, Fritz?
What's going on?
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you, Mike?
Excellent. What's on your mind?
Nothing. Pretty much just what's on yours. You hit the nail right on the head. I don't think Larkin deserves any type of salary increase. Certainly don't think he's anywhere near as good as any of the top guys like McDavid or Stamkos or anyone of that nature. So if he is willing to stand as strong as he appears to be, then I say let him walk, because I don't think he's that big of a difference maker to begin with.
Yeah, and again, you know, when a guy goes public and says I won't take less than $9 million AAV, and you're like, all right, well, great.
And but put it this way, if we had to lose our captain, And in a perfect world, like, this probably is not even possible to happen, but I would give up our captain for Bedard in a heartbeat.
Yeah, and here's the other problem. When we really, like, look at his, and it's, isn't it crazy to think the kid's been in the league now? This is his eighth season.
Wow.
But Fritz, just from a goal standpoint, I understand there's more to it than that. I understand the team's been bad, but just when you look at it, you have these 2 years where he had 32 goals in 18-19, and he had 31 last year. Every other year is sub-20. You know, I have a bit of a problem when six of the when six of the eight are sub-20, and there's only 1 year where he was really injured, or no, it wasn't even an injury. It was the pandemic. So, like, I just
I'm pretty sure we've just seen what he's had to offer, and it'd be nice to keep him around, but if he can't come to terms, then so be it. It's not that big of a loss, if you ask me.
Yeah. No, and Fritz, that's why I did the topic, because there are people that are far more invested. There are people who deeply care. Kenny watches this team every period, every night, loves them. I wanted to know.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm from Ann Arbor. I would love him to stick around. I watched him at Michigan, and I've watched him as a Red Wing.
Yeah.
It's just he's not worth the hype, I would say.
No. No, and Fritz, I've always felt, and it, you know, again, it depends who you talk to, just that there's never been a love affair here between Iserman and Larkin. That there, it's just, it's one of those things that, like, I'm not saying it's contentious. I'm just saying that
it kind of feels like, and I hate, but it's like the stepfather.
Yeah,
like,
I got you a dollar. Like,
you're not really my kid, but I got to put up with you because you live in the house.
I mean, Kenny, when you really look at this, brother. You know, I was just talking to Fritz about it because I know you're running around like a maniac screening the calls. But when you look at his 8 years in the league, he's got 2 years of 32 and 31. Every other year, sub-20.
Yeah,
am I really paying $9 million? Now, he wants nine AAV minimum. Yeah. I'm not paying $9 million for that.
I think he's worth 8.5, maybe 9. I might be in the minority. I think he's worth – because here's the thing with – second line and first line centers.
They're expensive to replace.
They're expensive and they're very difficult to replace. Somebody's going to pay him that money and then some.
Well, what did the Islanders just pay Horvat?
8.5. And Larkin's every bit as good as Horvat. So he deserves at least 8.5 in my mind.
And the Islanders traded to get him.
They
Horvat was headed to free agency this summer, correct?
Correct. They unwittingly set the market for these types of centers.
No, the Islanders didn't unwittingly do it. It's that Lamoriello is thankful every day he wakes up in the morning because he's 100. And the Islanders are in a high-pressure market, unlike Detroit, and you have to do things.
I think the biggest problem with Red Wings fans is they think that Dylan Larkin's going to be really easy to replace, and or at least cheap or inexpensive to replace. It's not.
But what? All right, let me ask you this question, because you are the hockey elite of this program. Rico and I both wondered, what if there's no toothpaste left in the tube?
What
if this is just what he is, that three of every 4 years – he'll be sub-20 goals. He'll have a 30-goal pop every so often. But this is just what he is.
The last couple of years, he's been near a point-per-game player. That's exactly fine with me.
Okay.
And that's what you pay 8.5 for. You pay also, people thinking that 8.5 is a lot, stop it. The salary cap is going up this offseason.
Oh.
8.5 is not as much.
We don't think it's a lot. It's your cute little sport where it looks like it's a lot.
I don't understand.
You got a poverty sport.
It is a poverty sport, but the salary cap's going up.
8.5, meanwhile.
I mean, like, Beef Stew is like 8.5?
Right.
Wow.
But people are clutching their pearls.
Sadiq
this.
Bey, like Killian Hayes is going to sign for 15 a year.
We're not
in free
talking
agency.
About basketball. I thought we were talking about hockey. The first two segments were supposed to be about hockey. Look on the show sheet.
They passing a hat around in the Pistons locker room. We need to help out the poor people.
Throwing daggers at my sport.
I'm pretty sure Eldon Campbell still makes $8 million a year.
Dylan Larkin needs some money. Throw some his way, fellas.
Come on, man.
Help me, I'm poor.
Just trying to say it's not that much money. Clearly you guys are doing that too.
No.
Damn.
What's the most expensive deal in the league? 12?
Yeah, it's up there. It's like 12.
No, I'm asking.
I'd have to look at McDavid's contract.
Yeah, I have it in front of me. Sorry, hockey elite. I have it.
Okay.
It is Connor McDavid at 12 and a half.
Okay. So, and again.
But you didn't have the details.
Okay. I have every contract off the top of my head, David.
I mean, damn, you know, that's like half the taxes that Russell Wilson's paying.
Oh,
Mahomes makes 12-5 every time he farts. Okay.
Kenny has left the
building. Kenny has left the building. We are going to get to your phone call. Everybody sit tight. We're going to do the hockey. Dude, I love his passion, but his sensitivity sport is something.
Guys, what are we doing here?
You promised it would be all about the hockey.
It would be fun and hockey and ice and skating.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.